Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. And March's biggest tournament is finally here. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on an underdog, win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Pick one of many select college basketball underdogs for your shot at winning $256, and all it takes is a $4 bet. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code KSN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, on this show, we often joke about how the news always comes out after we record the show. And for those of you who are new to the show, wherever you're listening, we actually, it's not live, we record the show, and you might be able to figure out the timing of when we record based on this news. As we're recording, Dustin, it is being announced that there's going to be a new basketball coach at Penn State. It's being reported by pretty reliable people that Micah Shrewsbury, assistant coach currently at Purdue, is going to be the new head man at Penn State basketball. Your thoughts?
It's hard for me to believe that Penn State would have done a lot, would have been able to do much better than this hire. Looking at a guy who's pretty much self-made in the coaching industry, started at the very bottom of the ladder and has climbed his way up. I think he's 43 or 44 years old, so he's still in coaching years. A young guy, was with Brad Stevens at Butler, had spent some time at Purdue, and then went with Brad Stevens with the Boston Celtics. So he's got a little bit of NBA credibility as an assistant coach there. He's been an associate head coach at Purdue again for the past, I think, two seasons, learning under Matt Painter. So he's been with some really good coaches, has a really good reputation, and I think he's going to need every bit of that to do this job. But my first thought just goes back to how we discussed this earlier in the show, Jim, where you're looking for a guy who can convince current players to stay, can convince anybody who had been on Penn State's recruiting radar to either stick with a commitment or recommit or join what's going on here. So I think there, to me, he's a good enough name with a good enough resume that he is able to limit the damage that we were all kind of expecting this offseason. We might still very well see some just because of a regime change, and you know, now you get out of the Patrick Chambers tree of coaches for to make a hire. So yeah, we'll see. We'll also see what happens with his coaching staff as he takes on control and presumably goes after rebuilding his staff in some capacity. But I like the hire a lot, Jim.
And you mentioned, though, keeping the current team. There was a lot of talk when the change was made from Pat Chambers to Jim Ferry as interim coach. The players were not happy about how it came about, how it was handled, how they were not given all the information about it, and that there's a potential for a mass exodus of these players. Hopefully Shrewsbury can keep them here, the current players. What I do think also, Dustin, is an advantage he has is by coaching in the Big Ten, even if he's not where we may not be able to say he knows the players personally, he at least is familiar with them. Purdue played Penn State twice this year. You know, the last couple of years, obviously, the two teams have played. So he's familiar with the talent. He is probably able to talk to them in a way that there's a certain familiarity, which I at least hope will help in retaining some of those players. So that seems to be the news of the day, Dustin. Micah Shrewsbury will be announced as the new Penn State basketball coach. All right, let's get back to our storylines for football spring practice. And in last segment, we talked offense. Let's get to the defense. We have less time for this. Let's go a little bit quicker. Let's start up front. Defensive end was just decimated by the people leaving, Dustin. I always think of defensive end as a four-man group. They rotate two deep at each site. Penn State lost three out of four players. This is an important position for them to shore up.
Somebody's got to come from somewhere off the radar and have not just a nice year, not just be a solid rotational piece, but somebody's got to be the lead and anchor of this position. And you're going to need multiple somebodies. And Adisa Isaac is a good bet to maybe explode onto the scene. You kind of need him to. Arnold Ibikidi from Temple is a decent bet to kind of explode onto the scene, and you might need him to. You need somebody to emerge as not a, you know, I don't think you have the next Shaka Toney necessarily on the roster, but Adisa Isaac does have a chance to be a star. He has 2 years now, kind of like Jason Oware, where he was just off the starting job, played some valuable snaps, didn't play a ton of snaps, showed enough explosiveness to believe that he can do some big things in his future. That's got to start right now. You have some other young guys there, but Nick Tarburton is another player that, you know, you can never count anybody out. Everybody's development journey goes a little bit different. Nick Tarburton, I guess, has had, according to Dwight Gault, back and hip issues, I think was what he said last week. So maybe that explains why we haven't seen really anything at all from him. In addition to that, he was making a position change from linebacker to defensive end pretty early in his career. Ended up on the bottom of the heap there for a couple years. So he's an interesting guy. If you pay any attention to the winter strength and conditioning standouts, he's been mentioned a few times. Dwight Gault went out of his way to mention him. He would be an interesting guy to emerge as a key part of this rotation too.
In the earlier segment on the offense, you talked about how critical it was for Jahan Dotson to return. Perhaps a close second on players returning was the safety position and Jaquan Brisker coming back. Huge for the defense. That's one of the spots. What about the other spot at safety, Dustin?
I think there appears to be a pretty good competition for spots 2 through 4. Jair Brown looked like he was the number 3 for a lot of last year. He would be my favorite to step into the starting job, kind of like Jaquan Brisker did, going from Lackawanna College to a top reserve right into the starting lineup. That could be Jair Brown as well, but you've got some other interesting players there. Your Enzo Jennings, your Jonathan Sutherland, some young guys arriving that could make things interesting. So I think you've got a competition that will play out. You've got, I think, probably 4 guys on campus now that look like they could occupy those 4 spots. And then you've got a new coach in Anthony Poindexter who just, I like his style. I mean, we'll see what happens. And he's done a lot in the game of football, both as a player and a coach. So but he just seems like the guy, like, I feel like you'd be confident that he's going to get the most out of his safeties.
Dustin, at cornerback, there are a lot of names, a lot of players that we think are pretty talented. Starting with like Joey Porter, Keaton Ellis, Tariq Castro Fields coming back. We're very high on Jaquan Brisker at safety. But the defense against the pass, the sum of the parts doesn't seem to match up with the pieces. This team's got to do better overall against the pass.
Yeah, and it's really hard to put your finger on, okay, what exactly is the number one thing that they've got to solve? I think personnel-wise, they're fine. I don't think they're getting the most out of the personnel for whatever reason. You look at that list of cornerbacks you named, Tariq Castro Fields, Joey Porter Jr., Keaton Ellis, Marquise Wilson, Daquan Hardy emerged last year. You bring Johnny Dixon in. They seem to like what Kalen King is bringing to the table. There is plenty of talent there. Are they being used properly? Are they, from a coaching staff perspective, are they committed enough to stopping the pass? Are they not communicating well? There's all this stuff that I think talent is at the bottom of the list when it comes to why they aren't getting the job done against the pass. What changes with that this year? And I think talent at the cornerback position is at a surplus.
and one of the conversations, you have all these names at cornerback. You have Jaquan Brisker and question marks at safety. If they would move a cornerback to safety, who do you want to see make that move?
Put me in this position again, and I will take it. I think from a skill set, body type, et cetera, perspective, Keaton Ellis is the top guy to move from cornerback to safety. I don't have any questions about that. Tariq Castro Fields, I think Joey Porter Jr. has proven himself so valuable as a corner that you probably don't move him along. I think Keaton Ellis would be that guy, but it's seeming more and more that, A, they're keeping Keaton Ellis at cornerback. And I don't know if they've ever really seriously entertained this, if that's just a goofy thought that I have. But it also seems like maybe they like what they've got at safety. Maybe they feel okay about that. It's not proven depth, but they do have bodies there. I think they'll be okay from 1-4. I would love to see them add another veteran type guy to that mix and another impact type player to that mix, though.
And finally, Dustin, let's look at linebacker, where the starters all return, but they're young veterans, I'll call them. They probably didn't live up to expectations last year. I think the storyline has to be, we want to see those starters step up, but we also need to see some depth. We need to see some of those new names step up at linebacker.
It's very much both of those things. Brandon Smith being an impact guy, Ellis Brooks doing a better job on the inside, Jesse Luketta maybe doing tackling a little bit better, making the routine play a little bit more consistently. All three of those guys need to grow into their roles. And now with Lance Dixon off to West Virginia, you're going to need a Curtis Jacobs. You're going to need a Charlie Catcher to play solid reserve roles. And you're going to need somebody else to step into a bigger job. I've heard Tyler Elsden's name come up because he is physically and from a football perspective seems to be pretty mature. So he'll be, again, a true freshman next season. He will. He'll be an interesting guy, maybe as the tail end of that six-man rotation. He'll be an interesting player to watch.
That is the question every year in football is, you know, who's the next guy up? Who's the next guy in line? You know, it's interesting when a Micah Parsons leaves, a Brandon Smith. You needed him to step up a year earlier than you expected, and maybe it was too much to expect from him last year. This year, it shouldn't be too much to expect. He now has the experience. Let's see if we can get the consistency from him. That is it for quarter number three, Dustin. Quarter number four, we're going to look at Penn State Pro Day.
March's biggest tournament is finally here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of action. Bet $4 on an underdog. Win $256 if they win. It's that simple. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
In a world of over 100 hard seltzers swimming in a sea of sameness and mediocrity, a hero emerges. Introducing Seagram's Hard Seltzer, the greatest of all time. So go ahead, awaken your taste buds and bring the thrill back to bubbles with fruit-infused flavor combinations that are refreshingly new and deliciously different. Seagram's Hard Seltzer. Kick it with the GOAT.
Flavored malt beverages. Enjoy responsibly. The Seagram Beverage Company, Rochester, New York.